Hello? Hello? This is Harvey Ferguson.
Finnegan,
sorry. I forget. And you're listening to The Boop Show. I'm told it's about video games. What a waste of your damn time.
This is The Boop Show, gaming news you can use for February 19th, 2015. I'm Scott Johnson. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to The Boop Show. It is The Boop Show, and I am glad to be back. I'm Scott Johnson. Hello. I've said all that. I don't have to say it again. My life is all Diablo all the time right now. Oh, sure, I raid with my friends on Thursdays and Sundays. Yeah, I crack open the occasional console game. I'm playing Zelda still. I got stuff to do, a little Far Cry on the PC. All these things are true. But when I've got just, you know, a few minutes or whatever to throw at a video game or, you know, just a hankering to get a little something under the belt, I go for Diablo every time. And this isn't the first time I brought it up on this show, but it continues to vex me with its lures. It's so good, man. You don't need... I mean, look. Look. As video games go, Diablo is certainly one of them. I'd like to get your thoughts, though, on Hand of Fate, this new card game slash thing that appears to be all the rage. With the kids. Actually, it showed up on Steam. I can't tell if this is early access or if it's full-on released. I should have looked before the show, but it's this one where it's like card game mixed with third-person RPG kind of roguelike-y thing. It looks like it's all right up my alley, and I'm very interested in it, but haven't quite pulled the trigger. And not that it's that big of a trigger to pull. It's $19. That's reasonable, but and the reviews are what they refer to on Steam as overwhelmingly positive. In fact, I've yet to read a negative one. This all seems to bode well. So very curious, out there listening to the show, how many of you have given that a spin? Did you like it? And if you did, write in. Also, what the hell's going on with that Unreal game? Do you guys remember, like, Epic slash Digital Extremes or whoever? They got up and they said, look, we're bringing Unreal Tournament back. Okay, we're bringing back a proper Unreal Tournament game. Not only that, it's going to be like the core game will be free, and then you'll be able to buy stuff for it, like maps, mods, whatever. And we're going to let the community, some of the best mod and map builders out there, they're going to be building things with it. And then they came back a little bit later and showed a demo level. I can't remember where, maybe E3 or something. And it's very exciting. Everything looks great. It's all running in Unreal 4 engine 4, whatever they say. And then I've not heard a thing. And I did some searching around. I can't find a single update about this thing. Nobody's blogging about it. There's like nothing going on. Was this... It's not a figment of my imagination. There is a paper trail. They were making this game. Did they stop? Because I swear the original plan was to have it out holiday season or, you know, winter-ish of 2014. So a couple of months ago. We're into the new year, and I don't feel like anybody's talking about it, and I don't know if they just didn't get any interest or what happened there, but we owe it to ourselves. If the problem is we're not showing enough excitement online, could we all get on the same page here and fight the good fight, please? I'm desirous of that game. All right, we got news to cover. Forget about my Unreal anger, which will not be quenched. My anger will not be quenched until that thing is out. Until then, maybe this news is good. I don't know if this is good news or not. I kind of actually don't think it's that great of news, but whatever. I don't know if I'm ready for a new one of these, but again, whatever. Time ticks on, things happen. New Rock Band in development for Xbox One and PS4. People close to the source say Harmonix has begun all kinds of work on the new all new Rock Band. And Bloomberg seems to support this with a new report. It is being developed for these two next-gen consoles. Nothing on the Wii so far. Wii U, rather. And it wouldn't be all that shocking. I mean, you're not shocked, are you? I'm more curious about the music market thing. If you invested a bunch of money in the songs on that thing, you better hope that what you already paid gives you those songs again. People are going to be super uber pissed if they have to start that process over and you got to pay twice for Eye of the Tiger or whatever is coming. You got to admit, that is a raw deal if that happens. That ultra rare PS4 that won that auction bid, that eBay thing for $129,000, the guy who won, the bidder, has backed out. He has Indian-gived. That's not a nice way to say that anymore, is it? It's a little insensitive to Native Americans. What do they say now? What do you say now? You take backsies. You're a... What are you? You're a faker. You're a thing. You're a bad deal. You're a grim scene. The system in question was this 20th anniversary PS4 console. But it wasn't just any unit. It was one of the first... 12,300 ever produced. Although I still say they're going to probably bring them back. And there are some rumblings to that effect. But anyway, whatever. It was one of the early models. They were never going to make any more. It made it some would consider the ultimate collector's edition or item if you were into Sony, things like that. However, this anonymous bidder pulled out of the auction. And here's the cool bit. You might think, oh, well, start that process again. Or, oh, well, guy walked away. What are you going to do? Hands up in the air, walk away. Sony has stepped in. They have agreed not only to cover the $129,000 bid, but also match it. Put those two together, that gives you $260,000. Look at the math on this guy. All proceeds from the auction and that money, a total of $258,000 if you want to get specific, will go to the Save the Children Japan Fund. And it looks like Sony will keep the ultra rare PS4 in its offices in Japan. They'll have it like a trophy kind of deal. So you got to at least give a nod in Sony's direction for standing up and doing that. That's the right and awesome thing to do. And then to double it like that, that's almost crazy. Maybe they intended to do that anyway with this bidder, but now they had to do both. I don't know. Weird deal, though, that guy backing out. You freaking, what is he? He welched on the deal. There's another way to say it. He welched. Right? That word doesn't sound right. Shadow of Mordor final DLC is the epic final showdown against who? Sauron and his eye ever watching you. If you ever wondered what it might be like to fight that guy, well, hey, get your crap in order. Get your stuff ready. Pack a bag. The Bright Lord DLC. Is that the one, though? Or is that the final? That might be just... No, that is the final one. Well, anyway. It's kind of exciting. The developers are quoted as saying this. The big revelations we focused on in Shadow of Mordor were Celebrimbor's backstory. Listen, I can't say Middle Earth names, okay? So that's probably wrong. Celebrimbor. Anyway, and his involvement in the forging of the Rings of Power connected to this fact that he'd been dragged back to Mordor to forge the one ring that Sauron and Celebrimbor's elven craft to give the ring its power. This thus says lead designer of the game. The ring did something to its master it did not intend. Oh, we've heard that before. Anyway, they're going to go back. They're going to explore that relationship between Sauron and Celebrimbor. And then you're going to get to fight the dude. So that'll be cool. I wonder if you can swing in slow motion your sword upward and have it cut his fingers off with... the ring on the one finger as it falls in slow motion, and then get greedy and keep it, and then get shot in the chest while you're on a horse by a river and then drown there. I don't know what I'm talking about. Sony is focusing on PlayStation to boost profits and may exit the television and smartphone market as a result. It's really interesting. Sony is killing it with the console, doing best as good as they've ever done right now, but everything else is kind of sucking it. Their diversification measures, in my estimation, over the last, 15, 20 years, has not paid off for them. Got a little too spread too thin, I think. And it's hard to be real good at one thing when you're that spread out. But anyway, plus, you know, you've got one division making devices that make it easy for people to pirate movies. And you have another hand of the company who makes movies. So you literally have one arm of your company stealing from the other arm of your company. Something mentioned by Tom Merritt earlier this week that really stuck with me. And that makes sense to me. Anyway, they want to boost profits. They want to get back on track. This is all according to Reuters. Sony CEO Kaz Hirai, still one of the coolest names in business. They're going to back away from the smartphone business, where really it's hard to compete, right? You got Apple, Chinese manufacturers of all types, Samsung, just kicking their trash, eating their lunch. They're not going to make it there. They may at some point abandon its once hugely successful television business. He said that they would, quote, not rule out an exit strategy. Can you imagine a world where Sony isn't making TVs? That seems bonkers to me. I understand, but man. Retailers are now giving away PlayStation TV, speaking of Sony, following a $20 price cut earlier this year. That took that PlayStation TV price down to, I guess, 80 would be the, yeah, 20 bucks, because they were 100, right? Anyway, GameStop, for example, they people go in there, they buy a PlayStation 4, and, this is important, a 12-month PlayStation Plus subscription, which you probably want to do anyway, honestly. You'll get a free PlayStation TV unit, which is, you know, again, the guts of a Vita, plugs into your TV, does lots of streaming stuff, and plays Vita games. Unless they have touchscreen capability, those features will not work. But anyway, you get a free digital copy of Last of Us Remastered as part of this deal. It's a $450 bundle, and it's good through February 24th. So you have this, how many days? Like 5 days in order to get that. Cheap-ass Gamer has a similar deal. So does Best Buy, and that starts on the 22nd. Starts that day. So anyway, interesting idea. I kind of want one of those, but I don't know why I want one. I should probably rethink that. Leaked Mario Gold Amiibos. I think I played the right sound for that, right? They appear to be Walmart exclusives. So sorry, everybody else. Too bad, so sad. Nintendo will release the Gold Mario Amiibo later this year, and they'll do it alongside that Wii U party game, the new Mario Party 10, which is, you know, whatever. I don't like Mario Party games. Of all the Mario games, love most of them. Give me tennis, give me golf, give me all the weird offshoots. Not really a fan of the party games. I don't think they're very good. Anyway, there's a note in a poster that says, make this Easter golden, which specifically mentions the Mario Amiibo will be sold only at Walmart. And we've been hearing about the special edition stuff for a while, and then they were going to go with like unique gold stuff and all that. What they hadn't talked about up to this point is where they would be available to people. And it sounds like they're going exclusive, at least in this case, with their friends at Walmart. Are they friends? They're pals? Zelda-like adventure game Oceanhorn, coming to Steam, baby, in March, which is exciting. Now, that is an awesome iOS game. It is pretty much like a Zelda, not clone, but certainly, I mean, you can't look at it and not see the inspiration. There's no way, especially something like Wind Waker. They've got their hands all up in that. I mean, almost to the point where it feels like they are a little bit pushing it, you know? Like just a little bit of, you guys, that's pretty close. You're lucky you don't have Nintendo's lawyers slowly inching their way up your butt over this one. But it's a good game. It's on iOS already, has been for a while. I want to say it's $9 there. I got it on sale for $5. It is quite good, but often when I play it, I long for regular controls. It feels like a game that needs a D-pad or an analog stick and some buttons. It really does to me. So this is exciting. You're going to pay $15, though, on PC. They've tweaked up some of the graphical assets, according to the developer. Quote, we've added 4 times more polygons, sharper textures, normal maps. What does that mean, normal maps? Detailed objects and new lighting effects such as dynamic ambient occlusion, soft shadows, and real-time reflections to make Oceanhorn look stunning when played, even on 4K resolution. So that's exciting. They say there's new physical controls, obviously, keyboard, mouse, gamepad, and they retooled some stuff they felt was unfair. Blah, blah, blah. Bottom line, if you have 15 bones and it's burning a sweet hole in your pocket, fill that hole with this lovely adventure game. It is quite good. To give them full credit, it's not bad. According to Minecraft creator Notch, he is a sellout. Hey, it was him talking, not me. Minecraft creator Marcus Notch Person. Marcus Notch Person has spoken out regarding last year's unexpected deal, that $2.5 billion deal where they sold the entire development team of Mojang to Microsoft for $2.5 billion. I don't think they've ever talked about how much of that he got. They don't disclose that. I mean, it was certainly enough to never have to work again if you didn't want to and buy that $79 million freaking giant house in L.A. and invite all his nerd friends over. A constant stream of naked ladies. Anyway, a fan had asked him if he thought he was feeling like a sellout for this, and he replied. He says, I kind of feel like I am, but I still feel like I made the right choice. I guess some things always come at a cost. Hey, I got news for everybody listening and anyone who criticizes Notch for being a sellout. If Microsoft came to you and offered you $2.5 billion for the game you built in your basement, you'd also take it. I guarantee it. Especially given the level of pressure and like exposure that is on a guy like him. Get your money, get out, and do the next thing. It's ridiculous to me that people feel like he, you know, that that's some sort of negative thing to do. I cannot understand it. It was worth that to Microsoft. They have the money. Sell it. Do not. Who cares? Anyone calling you a sellout is a jealous little bastard anyway, so don't worry about it. He says this also. He says, quote, the one-trick pony thing was hard to deal with. Matching the insane success of Minecraft would be impossible. I'm okay with it now. He's come to Jesus on this point. Very exciting stuff. We'll see how it all holds up. I, you know, still yet to see what Microsoft does to either make it better or ruin it. They haven't done either. Maybe that weird headgear thing is how they'll ruin it. Zelda's Wii U open world, according to the developer, is as big as the system can handle. Quote, this is translated, so I hope this sounds and reads okay. A huge, seamlessly unfolding world is something we can't, or that can't be achieved if the hardware isn't advanced enough, says Anuma. See the head dude that does Zelda now? Anyway, he told Game Reactor magazine, quote, ever since we made the first generation of Legend of Zelda games, though, we've had as large a world as can be realized with the current hardware. So you can say it was inevitable that we've now done the same thing with this new Wii U title. It is, you know, people, some are concerned about this, but it is kind of a Skyrimification of Zelda and its world. And, you know, much more open, kind of go where you want to go, see a point on the map, go there, no load screens, way less segmented off. Personally, I welcome this new Zelda and I can't wait to play it. And you're lying if you tell me you're not. You know you want to play that game. The Halo Master Chief motorcycle helmet is road ready. The game collectibles like prop company NECA, N-E-C-A. Is it Nika? NECA? Whatever. They've announced a Master Chief motorcycle helmet. If you're you're a guy that likes a hog or a lady, likes riding around on a motorcycle or whatnot, the helmet you can get looks just like Master Chief's, and it is approved by the Department of Transportation, at least in these states united. So that's cool. It's modified slightly, but it, I mean, you look at it and you go, oh yeah, Master Chief. That is the Chief's helmet. I will now ride that on my motorcycle. And that is pretty cool, you have to admit. I would like one. New Nintendo 3DS, the new one, the XL that we're all buying here and in Japan, the new XL and small one. Anyway, has outsold the 3DS XL during its launch weekend. This is just US and Europe numbers, by the way. So over the course of like 2 days, the 3DS sold, this new one, sold significantly better than the predecessor, the 3DS XL. Now, that's not to say as good as the launch 3DS. I don't think that's, that, you know, they haven't hit those numbers. But they shifted somewhere in the 115,000 range, quantity, right around that, in US and Europe during that launch period of 2012. This is the old one. The new one did 325 over the same period. That's in 2015. So that is not too bad. I find myself a tiny bit tempted. Part of me really wants one, but part of me doesn't want to go through the rigmarole of moving all my games over because I have heard nothing but nightmare conversations about that. Plus, how close are we to a new sort of portable something from Nintendo? I'll bet you real close. Like, way closer than you freaking think. Time for calls, time for emails. There's nothing you can do about it. Just sit back and take it like a man. 801-471-0462 is our email. No, that's not an email address. That's a phone number, Scott. Come on, get it straight. 801-471-0462 or boopshow@gmail.com is our email address. Your attachments and or emails are welcome. Keep your calls short and interesting. They'll make it on the show. Let's start with calls, in fact. Here's one about Lego building.
Hey, Scott. I just was wondering, why hasn't Lego got around to making a game called Lego Builder, which is just Minecraft, but with Lego? Because one of the weirdest things I think that Minecraft doesn't have is vehicles that are full drivable, available, and not on a line or whatever. I think that'd be really fun. That's all.
Okay, I don't disagree. I don't know why they haven't done more of that. They had, what was the Lego online game? That was a thing for a while. It was like an MMO based in the Lego world, right? I don't know why they didn't do well or why it didn't get pushed more. Or I feel like it came out and then just, or did it ever come out? Maybe it was just beta? I don't know. Maybe I'm thinking of Sims World or The Sims Online. I could be confusing them, but yeah, why is there not some big Lego building game then? You know, why that doesn't exist or why that's not happening is just completely beyond me. So I'm completely with you there, man.
I just wanted to know if you had any experience, thoughts, comments, criticisms, suggestions about virtual reality. I don't really know too much about it, and you're pretty much the only place I get my gaming news from. So I was hoping you could kind of talk about like the Oculus headset that I keep hearing about. If you've tested any virtual reality games, any simulations like that, and sort of what your ideas are, like where you think the industry is going to be maybe in the next 10, 15 years. I'd really like your opinion on all that. So,
oh man, give me a seizure there with all those boops. Okay, so I have a DK1 version of the headset, and it's pretty impressive even there. It made me wildly ill. The DK2s and whatever the third one's called, what is it? Crescent Bay? Crescent Bridge? Ruby Bay? Flatulent Horse? Whatever it is. That is said to be even, you know, those take care of that problem, really. They've really worked on like issues like presence, feeling like you're present in the world, dealing with issues that would cause some people disorientation, mess with their equilibrium and all that. So that's really good. But my impression of those things is generally this. VR, if it continues to be well-funded and looked at and pushed, will quite possibly change everything about gaming and lots of other things in the next 10 to 15 years. So if you're asking me to go 10 years out, I think VR is everything in 10 years. Or it's a lot of things. And it will fundamentally change the way we interact with computers, interact with information, interact with people. Stuff like that. And I don't know of any other technology that's sort of becoming a reality right now that has this potential. Like, I don't think anything comes close to that. So I guess my answer is it's awesome. And the things I've played on it are really impressive. And I cannot wait to get on my hands on a better made, higher resolution, you know, further down the road prototype than the one that they originally shipped me. Because very interested. Actually, I got mine from a listener. They didn't ship me one, but I'd love a new one. I want to mess around with it.
I was wondering if you have tried the new Space Miner update for iOS. So now Universal works on several devices. They got a pretty good size update. I haven't tried it yet, but I remember you'd played it in the past. It's been 3 years since they've done any updates, but supposedly they did a pretty good update, and I just wonder what you thought about it.
Boop. Hey, is that Scotty D? If that was you, how you doing, dude? I really like Space Miner. That iOS game is like old. It came out in like 2010, I think. That's an amazing game. One of the best games ever on the platform or ever in that store. And there's no reason not to get it. And it's a free update if you already owned it. New content, new story stuff. New graphics, overhauled everything, better result, you know, it's all duped up to run on new phones and all that. One of the best games I ever played. And the best way I can describe it is, you guys remember Freelancer? Like, you're a space trucker. I mean, quite in this one, quite literally, you're flying around in space, you're collecting stuff, you're making upgrades, you're working your way through a story. You're exploring new space. You're mining. You're blowing up stuff. You're killing dudes. You're blowing up rocks. You're getting the cool stuff in those rocks. It's kind of a cool, kind of Diablo-esque kind of loot kind of thing happening. Honestly, one of the best games ever made on that platform, period. And I would play this on, you know, if they ever made like a big blown up version of this, like all decked out on PC or something, I would play the hell out of that. So yeah, it's great. I picked it up, got the update. It's awesome. It's called Space Miner, and y'all should get it. A couple emails here. One from Justin, the broke nerd, who says, "Scott, my wait is over." We've heard from him before. He says, "And I have a new PS4. Where I live, a new PS4 after tax is about $438. This was my budget. I bought a PS4 Last of Us bundle with $10 in PSN credit for $400, no shipping or tax. That left $48, aka $38 in cash, plus a $10 PSN credit in my budget for another digital game. Yesterday, Destiny went on sale for $40 on PS Plus, so I bought it. Long story short, I got a PS4 with two AAA games. For less than it cost me to buy just one console and no games at my local GameStop. The moral of the email, patience and research saves gamers money. Sincerely, Justin the Broke Nerd." Boop. Yeah, you did the way that many of us should do this. It's just that many of us can't wait. My patience, I should say, knows... It doesn't understand how it's supposed to work. If something's super cool and it's coming out of the gate, I want it. However, sometimes, you know, like Far Cry 4, I waited till that went on sale. I was like, I played 3. I don't need to get that right away. Christian from Texas wrote in, says, "Scott, in regards to the flight sticks and keyboard controls, let me say, as someone who has tried all available options on an Xbox 360 or Xbox One controller while using a keyboard for shortcuts, that is really the best of both worlds and most hassle-free way to play, and makes piloting and combat a breeze." Oh, so we have an argument toward keyboard controller combo over a stick. I still haven't pulled the trigger, so to speak, on this. Anyway, says, "The game does not hold your hand at all and took a good week for me to come to grips with all of its finer points, but it pays to stick with it. It is one of the more fascinating sims out there. On a side note, Elite is also the most amazing thing you can play with an Oculus Rift. Love the show, Christian from Texas." Honestly, if I had a Dev 2 kit, DK2, I would do it. I think I would pull the trigger just because I had the headset. You know what I mean? Because I have been hearing that. I've thought about what's the VR thing you put on your head? Oh, I forget. The one that you can move your head around. It kind of tracks you, but it's not a helmet. Oh, crap. Track VR, is that it? Track AR, that's it. Thought about that. This is all too expensive right now. But an Oculus and that, combine those two. Ooh. Now you're cooking with gas. Do keep your emails and phone calls coming. Again, boopshow@gmail.com. 801-471-0462. You're the fuel that keeps this engine running. By gum. Frogpants.com/boop is our website. You can find us on Twitter @boopshow. Find me @ScottJohnson. You can find this show at patreon.com/frogpants. Great way to support the show. Give a little bit every month, and it helps fuel what we do here. Speaking of fuel, it's going to do it. There's some big stuff coming up this week that I can't quite talk about yet, but it's gaming related. We'll talk about that soon. Before all that, though, I would like to say this. I like music, and you guys suggest some good ones. For example, Jason, who gave me no other information, recommended the Shadowrun Reborn OC Remix that you found on ocremix.org. I like it a lot. It's pretty good. There's enough retro and modern in there to be one that I would like to play on the show. So I'm going to play it for you now. I hope you guys enjoy it. I'll be back on Monday with another show. We're on track, folks. This is it. This is the Boop Show. I love it. I don't tell you guys enough how much I love doing this show. It's one of my favorite things I do. I'm really glad that all of you came back so forcefully with, "Hey, keep it at 2 shows a week, because that's really kind of what I wanted. Anyway, so I'm glad it worked out that way. Weird Thursday numbers be damned. I don't care. Bringing it back. All right. Thanks, everybody. We'll talk to you next time.
Frogpants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.